And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just covering down on some major ground across the Southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. This show. I mean, it goes like from Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border from there to what we call, once again, Fort Benning. Benning! And then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. And oh, by the way, that's just the radio audience. We got a ton of y'all that watch and stream online daily or pick it up in podcast form thereafter. Thank you all for making this show so successful. Let me just say, there's peoples in the background sometimes doing things. You might not even be aware how integral they are to the team. Well, two of them come on every Thursday. You know them and you love them. And let me just go ahead and call the roll. Coming in from Huntsville, Alabama, in the northern reaches of the Tennessee Valley, that would be the diva of political punditry, Lee from Huntsville. Are you there?
I am here.
You are indeed, and we're glad. All right. And then turning my attention to more local but yet smooth and buttery, that's be Butters. Butters, are you there?
I am, sir. Happy to be here.
I'm glad you are. All right, man. It is Thankful Thursday. Butters and Lee, hit it. All right, for the benefit of our audience, so the way we work this is in two rounds. Butters and Lee, I start off with, I have questions for them. We come back, and then they ask me questions, and I just hope I got an answer. So, you guys, here's my first question. Right now, the Trump administration has deployed 700 U.S. Marines, upwards of 4,000 National Guardsmen, just to the streets of Los Angeles. Let me ask you, I just want to get your thoughts. How do you feel about seeing the U.S. military taking the streets of U.S. cities? Lee, you first.
I am glad that he is sending more backup for the National Guard. And I say this because Americans need to be protected. And I think he had a bit of he wanted to do it back during the protest back in 2020, I believe.
Yeah.
But didn't, you know, was held back. And I think he learned that just allowing cities to burn because the governors were happy to let it happen isn't helping the American people. So I think Trump this time is like, we're going to protect Americans, whether you, Gavin Newsom, or whoever, want to or not. You may think your city's burning is okay, but I don't. And also, he's trying to protect ICE agents who are under attack, as well as federal buildings. Yeah, so I think it's needed, and I think it's ultimately going to be successful.
No, okay. Listen, I won't try to. Let me get Butters in there first, and I'll throw my commentary on top of it. But Butters, what do you think, man? Especially you having a military background, and I think you've been out in California a bit. What are your thoughts on the U.S. military being called into U.S. cities?
Well, first, all I can picture is the Marines, especially watching the videos of them getting their training with the giant shields, is watching the movie 300 on loop.
Yeah,
getting those guys fired up. You know, I think the Marine Corps is a phenomenal tool for breaking things. So I hope they cooler heads, you know, prevail in whatever engagement they end up in. And I'm sure they'll be more than professional. But that's pretty hardcore tool.
Yeah,
I guess I'd say the argument that I would have would be, are we ever going to let the Californians actually learn their lesson? Because at the end of the day, I understand the concept of protecting Americans, but at the local level, you know, the real responsibility is on the local politicians. And if you continue to put these yahoos in, then your city's going to burn. And you know, I don't know. I think there is an argument to be had.
Wow.
That it's probably not a good use of federal resources.
So,
you know, obviously the protection of ICE agents and federal agents aside.
Well, but there's a lot of innocent bystanders too. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't agree with this or don't participate in the rioting, and their businesses are the ones getting burned. I mean, so I would have to think there's some of that. But I hear what you're saying. So you're saying if we had to pull it out for tough love. But I think that, I don't know, that might be cutting off our nose to spite our face if we did that. So I don't know that would be the wise way to do it. And you know what? And bottom line is, Butters, I think if we did that, if the Trump administration pulled back, then they'd be accused of pulling back. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, you can't win. You can't win.
Well,
and you might as well not try. You might as well not try.
No doubt.
That is a very that's a very solid argument as well. So it is kind of a darned if you do, darned if you don't. So I think it's going to work out well.
Well, I think it's going to work out well. And I tell you what we got to do, too, is find out who's funding it. Because some of the stuff that happens, like when you see the guy who pulls up and he's got hundreds of face shields for people and he starts giving them out. Okay, where'd that come from? What money did you use? One of the major organizations, by the way, out there in California called CHRLA, which I've forgotten what all it stands for, but it basically is an illegal immigration rights group. They were given $32 million by the state of California, and they're one of the ones organizing protests. So you look at it and go, wow, I wonder if the people whose cars were being burned were aware that they paid to have the cars burned.
And that group was the one who was funding that phone number where you could call and state, hey, ICE agents are raiding here.
Oh, really?
And Karen Bass and one of her, I think it is, Karen Bass and one of her press conferences was basically saying, yeah, you can call this number and report where ICE agents are raiding. They're literally working directly against the federal government. And the thing is, Americans there deserve protection the same as Americans everywhere. And it's not fair to say, let them fall in a hole and it'll teach them a lesson. There's more Republicans in the state of California than any other state. Let's not forget. And they're not the only one that deserves protection. But we do need to, I think they're going to see a benefit from it. If we're removing a lot of the, illegal immigrants, especially from California, they're getting a whole lot less influence and seats in the Senate. Eventually they will lose seats. I mean, they're already going to, but you see what I'm saying? Like this is important.
I tell you what we can look at though, is we can also try to see if we could send them the bill for it. State of California, if we're going to fuss about us having to send the National Guard, guess what? We're going to make you pay for it. But what are you about to say, Butters?
Well, I was just going to say, you're talking about all the funding and all that kind of stuff. That's one, I think anyone that's with the FBI doesn't need to be involved in anything that's going on in the streets right now and dealing with little rioters and that kind of stuff. They need to be investigating, doing what the FBI is able to do and investigate the big level crime, which is all the funding sources. And
yeah.
Go get after that, because that's what's going to fix this.
Cash Patel did say that that is a focus right now. They are working on that. All right. Hey, let me get to the next question before we run out of time. So let's go ahead and keep Los Angeles on the brain for a minute. So Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, is out in L.A. She's doing a press conference today about the issues that are, that we're talking about. And the senior U.S. senator, I don't know of him until now, but Alex Padilla is the U.S. senator, senior senator from the state of California. He had to be forcibly removed. I mean, I've seen the video. I'm watching. It's on the screen right now. He had to be forcibly removed from the room, lunging at the microphone. Then started fighting with security and police. They took him out in the hallway, and I'm watching it. They actually got him on the floor and cuffed him because he kept resisting arrest. And he's now been released. But give me your thoughts on this. I mean, we got that knucklehead, Alex Padilla, today. We've got Maxine Waters taunting law enforcement, saying, what are you going to do? Shoot me in the face? Come on and shoot me in the face. Why don't you? Congresswoman LaMonica McIver indicted for accosting police officers at the ICE facility. You got... what's his name? Al Green, screaming at Trump during the State of the Union. What is going on with Democrats? Why don't they just oust these people from their positions? All right, that was a long diatribe, but I'm going Butters first on this one.
Well, first, I think they're playing a narrative that is clearly leaning towards their whatever you want to call it, their base now. They're people that are going to get fired up about this. Unfortunately, they don't understand. They don't actually have any special rights. Even as a senator, as a congressman, they don't get to just walk in to any federal or any other government entity. They don't have any special rights. That would be the same as you and I walking into a session of Congress and demanding to get answers because they work for us. Because we're the citizens.
Yeah.
That's not the way this works, guys. And you just show your ignorance. But again, I think they're just doing it to get the video clip that's going to go viral and get people fired up.
All right, Lee, what do you think?
I think that they're becoming more irrelevant. day to day to day, and that scares them more than anything. And what they're trying to do is, look at me, look at me, look at how I'm standing up to the man, and we hate Trump. And they're just trying to stir this orange man bad sentiment over and over and over. Every single one of them that commits a crime should be arrested. They should be taken to jail. And I want a full cavity search of every one of those suckers. I mean, it's deserved.
So Lee is demanding a full body cavity search for Maxine Waters. That's what I just heard. That's awful.
All of them. Al Green. Let's look and see what's in that cane at the end. I bet there's an alcoholic.
That may be a good use of the Marine Corps.
Oh, my gosh.
Let those guys take care of them.
Holy cow. All right. Well, all right. Before we start an international incident and get thrown off the air, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll take the break right now. That's round one. Butters and Lee coming right back. Round two, they asked me the questions, and I just hope I have an answer. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Making common sense like a superpower. All right, so we're going back right now to round two of Butters and Lee. This is the round where we flip the script and they ask me questions. I don't know in advance what's coming. I'm going to say, Butters, you first this time. Brother, what you got?
All right, so Rand Paul and Thomas Massey seem to be getting picked on as Republicans. And I'm curious what your thoughts are on is that good for America, and are the attacks against them, are they being intellectually honest about really where these guys stand?
Are the attacks intellectually honest, or are they intellectually honest? What are you saying?
The attacks against them, intellectually honest.
No, not entirely. So here's what the caveat I would say to that. It is absolutely true that Rand Paul and Thomas Massey have a different view of the Big Beautiful Bill right now than what the Trump administration and many other Republicans in D.C. want. So there's that. And then the pressure they're feeling by the rhetoric is to be expected, because the narrow majority is so narrow that their vote may wind up being necessary. However, I will say this. They've got what I call a principled stand. There does not appear to be any guile here. There does not appear to be somebody who has got, they're holding out for that thing they want. They're not trying to get that special select assignment. They're not looking for that little bit of pork put in the bill on their behalf. They're literally holding out on principle. It's hard to argue with that. And especially when it's a principle that I agree with. Now, in the end, I'll be honest with you, in the end, I'm already supportive of this big, beautiful bill. I think it's going to have to pass. I think the big, beautiful bill actually has a lot of tax cuts in it that are not being given enough credit. And I think we're also going to see the biggest tax raise in U.S. history if we don't get it passed, because the Trump tax cuts that were about to expire would then expire, and we would all see major, major tax increases. And then there's all kinds of things in there for border security and stuff like that. I think it's good. It's good as it's going to get. The thing that I found sometimes in politics is you have to recognize that every once in a while, you know, your 80% friend is better than your 100% enemy. Is it a disingenuous attack? It's not disingenuous, because they absolutely disagree. But I will say this, Massey and Rand Paul, they're holding out on a principle, and that's a little bit different. And I never even minded debating Democrats who actually had principled positions on their own side. But I could always see the opportunists and the ones who were just making themselves out there for a soundbite. There's my answer.
It's just frustrating to hear them. You're all about open borders. No, that's what they're saying.
They're not for open borders. Neither one of them are. But both of them are extremely fiscally conservative, and they're standing on that. All right. Before I run out of time, though, Lee, what you got?
And I just want to comment, Rand he's put out lists of overspending, and he's always been like this. This isn't all that unusual from what he said in the past. But so the lieutenant governor's race.
Holy cow.
I don't know how much we talked about it today, because I have been pretty hard at work for the last 2 hours. Nicole, call me Dr. Wadsworth, has literally imploded.
Yeah.
It's like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Her whole entire campaign staff has quit. Well, have you ever seen anything like this in the state of Alabama as far as somebody running this kind of spectacular implosion? And do you think it's because, and totally because she seemed to be, I don't know what word to use for it, uppity, like you better call me doctor type thing. You think that's what really caused this, or was this already on careening path towards destruction?
Well, let's be honest. I mean, even if she hadn't done that, somebody was going to find out sooner or later that she really didn't have a doctorate. So, I mean, bringing it out was a little bit highbrow and ill-advised. But so, yeah, for the I talked about it a little bit earlier, but to back up the audience, Nicole Wadsworth, who I've known for a bit, just in passing. I don't know her well, but I know her enough to say hey and talk to her. But Nicole Jones, for many years, now married, apparently allegedly married, to State Representative Tim Wadsworth. But even most
allegedly?
Recent, yeah, if you look at the most recent article that just came out on Yellowhammer, her staff quit. They found out that her her claimed doctorate from the University of Alabama is really an online paper-only doctorate from some Florida Institute of Technology in theology or something like that, none of which actually is real because it didn't require classroom instruction. And then on top of that, you got she lied about, or she said she'd never run for office, but she's run twice before. And then now they're saying they can't even find evidence that there's a marriage certificate anywhere in the state records for the for the marriage. And so the whole thing is just bizarre. It's a self-inflicted
wound. Well, how did she call herself Wadsworth then? Like, how do you assume the last name if you didn't get married? You'd have to have a legal name change.
I don't know. Maybe they went to Vegas and had Elvis do it, and it just hadn't gotten the paperwork sent to Alabama yet. I don't know.
At this point?
I don't know. All I know is ain't no way in God's green earth you should ever put yourself out there in the public arena as something that is so obviously not true, because guess what? If it's online, it'll be found out. And if it's not online, it's probably not real these days. Wow.
How does this make Alabama look on the national stage?
I think it makes us look decent since we found out and got rid of her. I mean, if she had become the lieutenant governor, then we'd be the laughingstock. But right now, I think we're cleaning house, brother. I think, you know, I look at it and go, dang, if she had slipped through, then we'd really have a lot to talk about.
I mean, who runs for office with this many skeletons in their closet? God.
Or maybe the skeletons really aren't in her closet. Maybe she has no closet. We don't even know. I mean, I don't know. But she came to Montgomery quite a bit, and it was always strange. I never understood why. I was never really sure what it was she was doing, because most people would walk in your door and say, Senator, could I have a minute of your time to talk to you about so-and-so bill, and I represent this group or whatever, or you already knew them. She would always come in. And you're never really sure who she represented or why she was there. And here she is running for lieutenant governor, and there's a lot of not there there. So, yeah, it's a bizarro world. I don't know how to define what's happening there. It's sad, to be honest with you. I mean, we're kind of laughing about it, but it's also sad. There's something about this that is going to be inherently sad when it's over with. And I'm concerned for her, if you get down to it. And I guess I should be concerned for Tim Wadsworth, because I don't. You know, he's a state rep, and he has issued no statements whatsoever on this. Nothing. Nothing's
been said. Has anyone seen him lately?
Tim, blink three times if you need help. I don't know what's going on. All right. Butters and Lee, love you both. Y'all stay tuned. Coming back with Congressman Gary Palmer. We'll be right back.